Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Actually, that's napersettlement.org. And don't forget to check out those Friday night parties at the settlement. There's a whole lineup of great bands playing Ravinia style at Naper Settlement. Check them out on the web, napersettlement.org. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business. It's family-owned and operated. Check out bricconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. That's Bricconi's in Naperville. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and you're a veteran, you have to be a veteran, mention the show and you get free dessert or a free cocktail on me. Naperville Trolley and Tours. That's right. It's got it out. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding! Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking the load off in their massage chair. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. We believe in service that you swear by, not at. That's what Matt Weber says. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, Matt says you get a one-time special $17.95 oil change. You heard that right, $17.95. $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Beep, beep. You like my sound effects today? Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. Hey, you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to napervillealarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. napervillealarm.com. Keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. North Fork Farm is offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact the farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Good Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. I want to say hello to everybody at Wrigley Field right now. I'm jealous. How are our Cubs doing? Send me some updates, would you? What a perfect day for a ball game. We've had so much rain, haven't we, these last few weeks of spring, but now summer is here. We only had a little bit of rain into summer, right? That's how you got to look at it. The glass is half full. today is another beautiful day. We had a gorgeous day yesterday and even the day before, even better. And this weekend looks pretty good. Doesn't look like much rain coming our way. Not too much anyway. A little bit tonight, but then it looks like it's all clear for the weekend, which is going to be awesome. All you boat lovers, you boaters out there. Is that what they call them? Boaters? Yeah. You got yourself a good weekend. You must have been saying a lot of Hail Marys. Well, I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks so much for tuning into The Good Show. I want to say hello to everybody at WCKG 1530 AM. What's the good word, all of you, on Tuiville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where this all began, the madness began. Rivet Radio Network in Chicago and 1010 News Talk. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning into The Good Show, where every week I bring you good guests, good news, and at least one good laugh. We like to feature non-for-profits on the show every week. And if they're not on the show, then we'll at least talk about them. I want to bring up something that is just incredible. I have got so much admiration and respect for the Des Plaines Chamber of Commerce. Des Plaines, Illinois is having a Veterans Back to Work Boot Camp. It's brought to you by Rivers Casino, Wind Trust Mortgage, Village Bank and Trust, Ponarelli, Amita Health. Home Depot is in on that too, in Oakton as well, Harper College, the Daily Herald, so many great companies that we're all familiar with here on the northwest side of Chicago and beyond that are giving to this cause. If you're a veteran, your deadline to apply is July 8th. This is the way you do it. The chamber is going to select 20 veterans, and they'll receive a personal laptop computer, a $400 Home Depot gift card, a $400 Woodfield Mall gift card, a one-year car maintenance package. Basically, you're worry-free for a year, so you can really just focus in and zone in on that job, that ideal job that the Chamber of Commerce and all these companies behind it are going to help you transition into. Career coaching is offered, personalized resume package, fitness package, and more. This package offered to 20 veterans is valued at $8,000 each. Only 20 veterans will be selected to participate. At the end of the program, each veteran will receive the career gift package and help them find the job of their dreams. So you can apply at www.dpchamber, that stands for Des Plaines Chamber, dpchamber.com. If you're a veteran looking for a career transition, check out this Veterans Back to Work Boot Camp for sure. Okay, wanted to quickly mention that. The Taste of Park Ridge is coming up. Are you guys ready? Who's ready for that? I'm excited. The Taste of Park Ridge, the Dolly McCarthy Show, and Park Ridge Living Magazine, proud sponsor of the Taste of Park Ridge this year, along with Century 21 Elm Realtors, Sue Hall, my former, you know, she was actually my grade school teacher. Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. If you go to the website, they got some pictures from last year up there. I haven't checked them out, but I remember volunteering in the beer tent. It was the hottest day of the year. Too hot for even drinking beer. A lot of good entertainment at the Taste of Park Ridge this year, including my favorite band, everybody's favorite band, Seventh Heaven, on Saturday night, July 13th, 9 a.m. Take a nap. And come back to the Taste so you're ready for Seventh Heaven. Those boys know how to party, don't they? And before that, early in the afternoon, you can bring the kids by. Lynette's School of Dance is going to be dancing away. And they're just so adorable. Those girls dancing up there on the stage. You don't want to miss that. That's always a good time to watch. Let's see, what else we got? Everett Dean and the Lonesome Hearts. Rod Tough Curls and the Bench Press. I've never heard of those guys. How cool is that, though? Yeah, we'll have to check them out. And then I love this band, Ginger Road. I saw them at, what's that bar called? Firewater. Yeah, Firewater in Edison Park, Ginger Road. All the girls have red hair. I'm wondering if I wasn't seeing very well. Maybe some of them had red wigs on, something like that. I don't know. You don't want to miss those guys on Thursday night, those gals, I should say. Thursday night at 6:15, Ginger Road, followed by Ara at 8:30. Hawkettes are taking a stage. I'm all over the place. I'm just throwing out some things to you. Everett Dean and the Lonesome Hearts, Friday night, 6:45. But Saturday night, to conclude all the festivities, head honchos at 5, Karma Committee, 6:45, and then our buddies, Seventh Heaven. I owe an apology to Seventh Heaven. Really, I do. They were supposed to be on the show a few weeks back, and I messed up. I really didn't mess up. Someone else did. I'm not going to blame them. I was away on vacation. They had them booked. So my apologies to Seventh Heaven for not being on the show. Can you believe that? I missed them again. This is the second time. What's going on here? 6 years, and we haven't had the guys on from Seventh Heaven. Twice. Something's happened. Third time's a charm, guys. Will you come back on? I'm already talking enough about you. All right, don't forget, Taste of Park Ridge, July 11th through the 13th in Uptown Park Ridge. Great time. Everybody come on out for that. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of that, as well as Park Ridge Living Magazine, which, you know, as you know, yours truly runs that, the publisher, editor. We also are a proud sponsor of Garen Fest. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proud to be a partner with Garen, my alma mater, my high school alma mater. Used to be called Mother Garen. Now it's called Garen Prep. It's co-ed. That's okay. We're good with that. Thursday Aura is on August 22nd. Friday, August 23rd, you got iPop, Our Gang. Saturday, August 24th, Hootie Snitch. I wonder if that's, we'll have to check it out. I don't want to say it. Do you think it's the Hootie and the Blowfish cover band? Sugar Highway is at 8 o'clock on Saturday, August 24th. And then on the 25th, Sealed with a Kiss at 5:30, and 8 o'clock is Reckless. Don't want to miss Garen Fest. We went last year. It was a really good time. I got to introduce some of the bands up on stage. That was really fun. It was another hot one. If you'd like to be a sponsor of Garen Fest, you still can. You can go to their website or contact Emma at 708-437-4734. Her email is on there as well. Just email her. Tell her you want to support Catholic high school education. Who wouldn't want to support that? Oh, stop answering me. The Dolly McCarthy Show is going to Ireland. We are going to Ireland. Yes, we are officially going. We got our numbers in. We got a great group of people going. And I'm really excited about this. We do have a few spots, you know, still open. So if you guys are interested in joining us, you're welcome to join us. Don't say you were never invited, because I'm inviting you now. It's an unbelievable deal. You get 2 nights in Galway, 2 nights in Killarney, 2 nights in Dublin, and we're staying at the Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel. We're staying at a castle. Your meals, most of your meals are included. I think there's one or two that's not. Why wouldn't you want to go exploring on your own too, right? So it's a great itinerary we have here. We're going to be kissing the Blarney Stone. Hopefully I don't fall in. I hear they got to hold your ankles so you can and you bend backwards to kiss it. Yeah. Hopefully I don't get any kind of, I don't know, like a virus of some sort kissing that thing. I'll have to Google that. How many people kiss that Blarney Stone? Isn't that something? I'm really looking forward. I'm taking my son, Jimmy. So if you are interested, he just graduated college, by the way, so we're celebrating. If you're interested in joining us, you can. It's only $2,400. I saw another trip to Ireland advertised in a town I will not, you know, mention here, but it was in a pub that I've frequented in the past, and they had it all the same price, but it didn't include airfare. So I'm proud to say that you can enjoy Galway, Killarney, and Dublin for $2,500, people. What's not to like about that? And you get to spend a week with me. That's well worth it, right? Oh, my God. We're just having too much fun right now on the show. Yesterday, last night, I went in the city. I was invited by my friend Donna Lake, who is PR for Great Pink Run, Research a Cure. Great Pink Run with Glamba. I hope I'm saying it right. Glambia. That's it. And she wanted me to pass on the word to you. So we went to this kickoff. There's a new pink in town. That's what they were saying. It's the Great Pink Run. It's coming to Chicago October 5th. 2019, so this October, and really cool. I went to this event in pink everywhere, very festive environment, very fun, but make no mistake about it. This is a very serious, serious fundraising effort to raise funds for international breast cancer research. The Irish Olympian, Sonia O'Sullivan, see how I segued from my Ireland trip into this? Sonia O'Sullivan is going to lead the family-friendly 5K and 10K. And I got to meet her yesterday. It was really awesome, very awesome to meet her. And I wanted to have more time to talk to her, but her brother showed up. She hasn't seen her brother, she said, in 15 years. He just showed up. I think he lives in Chicago, and he was jogging along the lakefront. Oh, wait, no, I take that back. He wasn't. He got off his bike, and he was huffing and puffing because he was racing over there. And so I was there that moment when brother and sister were reunited. It was the cutest thing. He is really proud of his sister, and she loved her brother. That was really sweet to see. But can you imagine that? Not seeing your sibling in over 15 years and you grew up together. It's just, I guess sometimes you take it for granted, your brothers and sisters who live like 5 minutes away, huh? How about that? We're waiting for the one and only Irish Olympian, Sonia O'Sullivan, to call into the show. She's going to talk about this great pink run with Glambia. So lace up your shoes. There's a new pink in town. The great pink run. Again, coming to Chicago's Diversity Harbor on Saturday, October 5th, 2019. This is a family-friendly event, you know, and so you can do a 5K run, jog, or walk. There's also a 10K because, you know, I know there are people out there that are serious about running, so there is a 10K. That's awesome. So walkers and runners, men and women, children of all ages, and levels, in support of a collaborative breast cancer program leading between U.S. and Irish Centers of Excellence. That's what they say. All the proceeds from the Great Pink Run will benefit Research A Cure. That's a non-for-profit 501c3 organization established to support international breast cancer research. And this year, funds raised will support Chicago's own Ludwig Center for Metastasized, am I saying that right? Metastasis Research at the University of Chicago. So Irish Olympian and sports legend Sonia O'Sullivan is going to be leading the event. People are asked to, well, I'm stalling, can you tell? I'm tap dancing in, waiting for Sonia to call me. Hopefully she didn't forget. We just talked yesterday and she was so excited to be on the show. I'm going to cry. Where is she? We'll just keep talking about the run because this is kind of dedicated to that. You know, so if you're going to be running in it, you're encouraged to wear, you know, your most outrageous pink outfits. Yesterday, there were some gals wearing really cute hot pink dresses, and I was wearing my blue. I was like, what was I thinking? I have a hot pink dress, but I was thinking I'm going to the lake. I was so excited because it was at Theater on the Lake. And I'd never been there, just off of Fullerton in Lincoln Park. And I didn't know anybody except Donna Lake, who reached out to me and noticed me on Instagram and heard about my show and so forth. And so I only knew Donna. I walked into the room and introduced myself to the first table that had a little spot open, which is, you know, there's a reason for that. Walk into a room, there's only one table that had a little opening for me, and I brought my little Molly along. And it just so happened that it was a woman, very sweet woman. She's a filmmaker. And we got to talking, and we found out that she's really good friends with my older sister, Rita. How funny is that? She went to St. Ferdinand with my sister. She graduated with my sister. And she's a filmmaker. She is the, she produced In My Brother's Shoes. That's a story about a veteran who, I don't know the whole story, but you know what? Her name is Lucia Morrow, and we're going to have her on the show in the future. I should have had her my backup today because I think you forgot about me. Well, this is the first that someone has forgotten to call into the show in 6 years. So, you know what? It was bound to happen. You know, people, it's okay. It happens. I'm getting stood up by people. Not really. No. Never been stood up by a man. No, that hasn't happened. Oh, well, but it's okay. It's all good. So we're going to have Sonia. We'll try to get her. I don't have a producer with me today. I don't have an answer to help me out. But we'll try to get her back on before the Great Pink Run in Chicago. Apparently, they have a Great Pink Run in Ireland, and it's made a massive difference in changing the landscape of breast cancer treatment in Ireland. So that was really cool, and just really looking forward to talking to somebody. Can I just pout a little bit here? Well, now Glanbia supports this Great Pink Run. I was like, who is Glanbia? Well, they're a global nutrition group. They have deep roots in the greater Chicago region. Glanbia corporate affairs director, Glanbia, I'm saying, says, we are excited to partner with the Great Pink Run in its inaugural year in Chicago. This follows on from many successful Great Pink Runs events, Great Pink Run events in Ireland over the years, where Glanbia employees proudly joined the research A Cure and raise funds for this very worthy cause. Good nutrition and fitness are widely recognized as helping to protect against breast cancer and other cancers and support overall health and well-being. So Glanbia is proud to be involved with this event, which supports the pioneering research work of the Ludwig Breast Center at the University of Chicago. So really, guys, I'm just encouraging as many of you as possible to come out, run, jog, or walk in this beautiful route along Diversity Harbor. And help make a difference for breast cancer research. How ironic that the woman that I met at last night's event, the Great Pink Run, is a breast cancer survivor herself, and she knows my sister Rita, is a breast cancer survivor as well. So that's pretty cool. But my sister wasn't there. I have no idea. I go to a lot of these events. And they're all very special, but I can't drag everybody. But I took my Molly with me. And so we don't have Sonia O'Sullivan, the Irish Olympian and Irish sports legend. So unfortunately, she won the gold medal for the 5,000 meter in the 1995 World Championships and the silver medal in the 5,000 meter for Ireland in the 20,000 Sydney Olympics. So she's a silver medal Olympian. She also holds the record for the fastest ever 2,000 meters outdoors. A little harder outdoors than indoors, I'm assuming. Anywho, I hope you all can come out and support the Great Pink Run. I'm going to be doing it. Registration is open now. You can go to www.greatpinkrun.com. That's Saturday, October 5th at Diversity Harbor at 9 a.m. All the proceeds will benefit Research A Cure, a Chicago-based non-for-profit established to raise funding to support breast cancer research programs between the U.S. and Irish Centers of Excellence. Here's a little known fact. Research A Cure has earmarked 100% of the money raised from this Great Pink Run in Chicago to go 100% to go directly to supporting researchers at the University of Chicago Ludwig Center. Okay, so look at that, people. We got a purpose here. We got to make a difference here. So I'm sorry that Sonia is not with us. She's got a really interesting story. Lots of she's a record holder in Ireland. Lots of records, and I wanted to ask her about her two collie dogs, Snowy and Winnie. She has two kids, one in high school, one in college, and wanted to ask her about that, but some other time. In the meantime, I hope you guys will register and join the effort to find a cure for breast cancer. Okay, well, we might have her on the line now. Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
Sonia, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that you could call into the show. I thought you were calling us.
I know,
earlier,
it was a bit
difficult.
There was a bit of difficulty getting through on the hotel phone here. Maybe they don't work so well anymore because everybody has cell phones.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Where are you staying in Chicago?
So, in the Drake Hotel.
Oh, lovely. Yes, the Drake. Really, I think I hear the background music in the lobby.
You can probably
hear it,
yes. I think there's. It sounds like there's, definitely lobby music.
Well, we've been talking about you for the last 10 minutes, so everybody knows all about you. And so let's just jump right in. We've got some time. Thanks for calling in, first and foremost. It was really great to meet you yesterday. I met you at a moment when your brother arrived.
That's right, He was out for a bike ride and just dropped by, you know, so it was great because I hadn't seen him for a good number of years, not since 2004.
Wow. Yeah, you said 15 years. Wow.
Yeah. Mhm. I know, it's amazing.
He looked so happy to see you. Is he a younger brother or older brother?
He is my younger brother, yes.
Okay.
My only brother, I suppose. But he is a younger brother.
Oh, he has so much admiration and love for you. You could see it in his eyes, really. It was really a sweet thing to see. So I didn't get a chance to talk to you too much because I didn't want to take away from that moment. And I knew we'd have our time today. To talking about the great Pink Run happening in Chicago. And you're going to be leading the effort, the family-friendly event for the 5K run, jog, walk, whatever you want, folks. Are you going to be running the 10K or any of these?
I'll see.
Okay.
I always sign up for the 5K, and then it depends on how I'm feeling. But I might do the 10K. You know, it's... It depends on how my running's going at that time. I don't do as much running these days as I used to, mainly for fun and fitness. And I think in October I'll also be flying over here from Australia. So it's a bit of a long flight, so I need to get over the jet lag as well. But since I've been here this trip, I've been out for a few runs out by the lakefront, which is absolutely beautiful. So it's just amazing to see so many people out there running. Every day, at all hours of the day.
Yeah, I was just telling everybody how beautiful last night was. We had a little bit of rain to dodge, but overall, what a beautiful night it was. And I'm glad that you know, it's always nice when people from out of town can see the beauty of our city and the lakefront especially.
Fantastic. It was it's just spectacular, you know, and, you know, even when you have the storms rolling in last night, it just brings another dimension to it. But
you're used
fantastic.
To running in rain, right? You're from Ireland. You're used to that, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. I haven't lived there regularly for quite a while now. I tend to spend a bit of time in Australia, and I often find when I go and visit Ireland now, the weather's always beautiful. So I think it's always nice over there. So I'm looking forward to get there next week and bring a bit of sunshine.
Oh, are you going to Ireland next week?
I am. I'm going on Saturday. Saturday night I'll be going from here. It's a handy flight, you know, from Chicago into Dublin, so it's not too difficult.
So what is life? We'll talk a little bit more about the run in a minute, but I want to, you know, I was introducing you to everybody before you got on the line so they know that you're, they're reminded anyway that you're an Olympian, a silver medal Olympian at the Sydney Olympics in 2000. We all saw you crush that 5,000-meter run. So now, what is have you done the 5,000 meter lately?
These days I do it. I do it pretty slow these days. I find it hard work trying to get under 20 minutes. You know, so I kind of hover around 22 minutes. So it's a fairly easy run these days, and mostly in local fun runs. Very rarely on the track.
Yeah. It's
one of those distances. It's very manageable for everybody, you know, even people who are starting out and new to running. You know, it's not a very difficult distance. It's very achievable. And, you know, if someone's deciding to sign up for the Great Pink Run, you'd say to them, you know, just the most important thing is to cover the distance. And whether you do that, a combination of walking and jogging to start with, and, you know, you gradually kind of increase the amount of running that you're doing. You know, it just makes the event more enjoyable if you've practiced and you've done a bit of preparation beforehand.
Mm-hmm. So what was your favorite competition in the Olympics? Was probably the one that you won. So that's a great question. What do you enjoy the most? Short distance running or long distance running?
So I like middle distance. Yeah, I quite like 3,000 meters is probably my favorite distance. It's just under 2 miles. Mm-hmm. So it was long enough that you had to, you know, you'd be an endurance runner to do it, but then you could also put a bit of speed and be able to sprint at the end.
That's the secret there.
The 5,000, you see, there's a couple of kilometers in the middle of the 5,000 where you can lose concentration and people can get away from you. So it's a little bit harder there. You have to be a bit more focused when you're running a 5,000 meters.
And you've been running a long time. At the age of 17, you traveled to the U.S. for a sports scholarship at Villanova University.
Yeah, I went to Villanova University for just over 4 years and had a great time there. Really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, the great thing about going to college in America is that you get to run so many races and practice racing. And, you know, it's the best preparation that you can get, you know, if you're hoping to eventually go out there and run at the Olympics.
Yeah. And did you know when you got the scholarship, did you have your eye on the Olympics at that age of 17?
I suppose I did a little bit. I had actually run the qualifying time for the 1988 Olympic Games, but I got injured, so I wasn't able to go. And there was a girl on our team, Vicky Huber, at the time, and she ran on the American team. So we were definitely tuned into the Olympics, watching her compete. And then when she came back and was training with us, then, you know, you kind of see people that you know, and, you know, you're doing the same training as them, and you kind of think, well, if they can go to the Olympics, then maybe I can go one day too. So, you know, the dream is there to do it, and you just have to find ways of making it happen.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, people have asked where you're from. You're from County Cork, is that right?
I am. I'm from a place called Cove in County Cork.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's right, yeah.
Cove.
Yeah. It's the port where a lot of people left from there many years ago, you know, people who were emigrating from Ireland to America, to Australia. So there's a lot of history in Cove. For a lot of ships went through there. That was the last port of call for the Titanic. So there's a lot of history, and we get a lot of visitors these days, lots of cruise ships passing through as well.
Oh, wow. I had no idea that about the Titanic. I wonder. Now it's become a very touristy trap, would you say?
Oh, yes.
So those on the old sod, they say, right? They're doing pretty good with all those tourists popping over every now and then.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. It's very, very attractive for tourists, and there's just so much to do in Ireland. You know, it's a small country, so it's easy to get around and to visit so many places and do so many things in a short amount of time.
Well, you know, Sonia, I'm going to Ireland. The Dolly McCarthy Show is we're all going to Ireland in September, a big group of us, and it's my first time. And so I cannot wait.
Wow. Is this one of these, a running group or just a touring group?
I've always wanted to be a running group, yeah. No.
I know I've heard of a few running groups going from the Chicago area and go out there every year.
No doubt. I wouldn't doubt it. You know, there's a lot of trips to Ireland from Chicago. This one is not definitely not a running. We have a deluxe motor coach. But I heard that Ireland is the size of Indiana, the state of Indiana.
All right, yeah. I don't know.
So
I can't.
You probably run. Have you? How? What's the greatest distance that you've run in Ireland? Did you run, you know, through counties and when you were in County Cork growing up?
No, I didn't run that far. I've done the marathon a couple of times, and I've run from the city of Cork to the town of Cove, which is about 15 miles.
But that's
as far as I've run, yeah. not too many road runs over there.
Well, it's got to be kind of hard. The roads are, I don't know. I haven't been, but I guess I can imagine what I've heard. They're not the safest, you know.
They're quite small, some of the roads, yes. So you're best off heading to the forest if you want to go for a run and get off the road.
So speaking of the road, the Great Pink Run, we're going to be running on the road along Chicago's lakefront. And tell us just how you got involved with the Great Pink Run. We know there's a connection with the Irish.
I got involved a good few years ago, 2013. A friend of mine, Garrod Toey, another Olympian, and he helped to set up the run in 2011. And I went to visit him in Sydney. And he, you know, I think he was wearing a T-shirt of the Great Pink Run, and I admired it. And then he told me all about the run. And he said, oh, maybe I can get you over and you can help out and be an ambassador. And so, you know, ever since then, I've been a part of the Great Pink Run and, you know, seen how it's evolved and changed over the years when it moved from Dublin to Kilkenny and how it was embraced there and now coming to Chicago. And, you know, before the run is even taking place, you can already feel that it's being embraced by the people and the runners in Chicago. So really looking forward to, you know, see a massive turnout of, you know, everybody running in pink on October the 5th.
Yeah, they're talking about everybody getting in their crazy suits.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing, is it just kind of makes a statement, you know, when people get dressed up and, you know, you just feel like you're a part of something, and, you know, the brighter and the louder, the better.
That's right, because we want to be loud about getting a cure for breast cancer, for sure. You know, the statistics are very sombering. One in eight women will be diagnosed in their lifetime with breast cancer. And in Illinois here, there are more than 11,000 new breast cancer cases annually. I mean, that includes about 32 women.
When you read the statistics, you know, it's one of those diseases that touches everybody. And, you know, there's not a person who doesn't know somebody who's, you know, had breast cancer. So it's something, you know, that we're all a part of, really. And, you know, so we can all do our bit in supporting the event and, you know, helping to raise awareness and to raise funds for, you know, future research and development to, you know, make it a more treatable disease.
Absolutely. You know, other than skin cancer, they say breast cancer is the most common form of cancer in women. And really, what would you say is so key for women, you know, everywhere? Self-awareness, right? That's got to be.
Yeah, self-awareness is the most important thing. And, you know, to do checks yourself and to, you know, if you're worried about something, to go and speak to people. And I think the more that women are aware of this, the more likely that they're going to pay attention and do something about it. And, you know, when you have events like the Great Pink Run and, you know, we have ambassadors who, you know, have had breast cancer and they come along and they tell their story and they share their story with everybody. And, you know, when you see the reality of, you know, someone who goes through breast cancer and the treatment that they have to do, and the fear that they have, you know, that it might come back again, then you realize that, you know, the sooner that you, you know, are aware of any changes, that the greater chance you have of treating the disease.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. So I've even heard that there's now a free app that you can download called Breast Aware, and that shows a simulated guide on how to perform a self-examination. Believe it or not, some women I know in their 40s and 50s have never done a self-examination.
Uh-huh.
And that's frightening.
And
you got to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. And you have to do it, and, you know, you just do it once and you set up the app and you get a reminder every month to check it. And so then if there is any changes or anything unusual, you know, if you're regularly checking yourself every month, then, you know, you'll notice if something is lingering around or, you know, if it's not going away, that you need to go and do something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sonia O'Sullivan, the Irish silver medal Olympian, we've been so thrilled to have you on the show today. And she's going to be leading the Great Pink Run here in Chicago. They say you're going to lead the 10K.
What's
you
that?
They say you're going to be leading the 10K. So, but you know what? You can lead, and then you can stop early if you want.
Well, I've been known to do both in Ireland. You know, to start off in one and then realize that no, I'm not ready for a 10K today, and then come back and go off with the 5K as well. So it's a bit of a broken down event.
You could do whatever you want, and I know that they're thrilled. Yesterday, I was at the kickoff party. Great time, and everyone is just so excited that you're a part of it, because you really are bringing a tremendous amount of awareness yourself to that. A lot of women look up to you and have followed you through the years in all the causes and championships and awards and races, you championship awards you've won. I repeated myself three times. So it's great to have you leading the charge, for sure.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Chicago,
and, you know, if anybody wants to sign up. Have you put out the website there if anyone wants to sign up or get more information?
Yes, the website.
Yes.
Great.
So you go to greatpinkrun.com.
I like it. Well, maybe next year we'll call it Great Pink Run. So we're going to get on our Pinktastic and have a fun time along the lakefront October 5th. Are you going to have some Chicago pizza today? How long are you in town for?
I'm here until Saturday, so I haven't had any Chicago pizza yet, but maybe I should go and try that. Yeah, I used to eat a fair bit of pizza when I was in college, so I remember it being very good.
Well, it's not the same.
And
you were at Villanova. Yeah. It's not the same. Chicago pizza and pizza over there.
It's different, is it? I'll have to go and check it out then.
I hate to say names, but you know my favorite is Well, Lou Malnati's, Giordano's, who knows pizza. I'm going to throw them all out there. You can't go wrong with any of those. And,
I do see lots of people walking around with pizza boxes, so it's pretty popular here.
Oh, too funny.
And
you're Chicago's dog, right? When I go to Ireland with this group, we're all listening. Where should we go? We're heading to Dublin first, Galway, Twist of Moore. And then
if you get a chance you should head down to Cove. It's a lovely place.
Where you're
I have
from.
To promote my own town. That's in County Cork.
Do they have a statue of you? Only if they have a statue of you, Sonia.
And you can go and check out the statue and have a photo.
Do they have one? Really?
There is, yeah. There is.
That's fantastic. Oh my God.
All right, we were talking about it last night, so I thought you might have seen a picture.
I didn't. Oh, my goodness. I'll have to look for that.
Oh, yeah, no, there absolutely is.
Our...
You'll have to look it up.
For sure I will, and I will definitely look for it.
Well,
when
September
I'm there.
September is a lovely time in Ireland, so I hope you have a great time and you get to see lots of things. And, you know, you probably won't have enough time to do everything, and you'll want to come back again.
Yeah, maybe next year we'll do it. We'll plan another trip. There are a lot of people that couldn't make this one there. They've been bugging me to plan another one for next year. I mean, you never... It's a beautiful country. The pictures are just stunning. And they've got amazing people coming from there. Sonia O'Sullivan, it's been wonderful to have you on the show today. And thank you so much for leading the charge.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All your efforts. Really.
And thank you for all your support and getting everybody out there.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be looking for you race day.
We'll be getting ready to paint. We're coming to. I know on St. Patrick's Day you have the Green River for St. Patrick's Day, but on October the 5th we'll be looking to paint the town pink.
All right, we'll definitely be doing that. We'll be there with our bright pink choo-choo, some of us. And thanks again for all your efforts. Have
okay.
safe travel.
No problem. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. See you. Bye bye.
See you again.
Bye.
Take care. Bye bye. Oh my gosh, isn't she a lovely lady? Oh my God, I just love her. So sweet, so humble, so kind, and look at her traveling the world for this great cause. TheGreatPinkRun.com, check it out for registration. Please, guys, go and support it. And check out, if you don't know Sonia O'Sullivan, she's the Irish Silver Medal Olympian from 2000. And I think it was in Sydney, right? We said Sydney? That's where it was. Yeah, in 2000. All right. That's it for today, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into The Good Show. And on that note, I want to tell y'all, be good and take care of each other. And please do like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, Instagram. We're on Instagram. And we will see you all, not next week, because next week is the 4th of July holiday. So we miss next week, but we'll catch you, I believe it's on the 11th of July, the following Thursday. So thanks, everybody, for tuning into The Good Show. Have a good one. Be good. Bye-bye.
Good news, good day.